You're now listening to a Word for Deliverance podcast with Pastor Leonard D. Cochran of A Place of Refuge Noonan. A Place of Refuge Noonan is located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. To stay better connected with us for more exclusive information and updates, download our church app, A Place of Refuge Noonan, or visit our church website at apor-noonan.org. Now, let's join in for today's message.
I love about the Bible is that the Bible addresses everything that pertains to life. It addresses everything. Matthew 20 and verse number 20. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons, James and John, came to him, the him being Jesus, with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him, to Jesus, with her sons, with her grown sons. Come on, somebody. With her grown sons. She ain't bringing no toddlers to Jesus. She bringing some grown sons to Jesus. And she's kneeling down as if she is a worshiper. But there's something she wants. You know, that's how some of us worship. We only worship when there's something we want. Woo, some of you will get your praise on at church, but it's something you want. It's something you want. Amen. Kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, what do you wish? What is your request? What is it that I can do for you, mama? She said to him, grant that these two sons of mine may sit one on your right hand and the other on the left in your kingdom. Now, these boys looking real bad. Come on. Oh, he got some mama boys here. These mama boys looking bad. As she's asking Jesus this, what she should not be asking him, the boys are seemingly quiet and just sitting back and letting mama do the talk. You know, there are men like that. They just sit back and let mama do the talk. What's wrong with you, mama? Tell you. There's still men that get mad. Where you going? I'm going to mama. Something wrong. Look at your neighbor and say, something wrong right here. Woo, and all the mama boys are quiet. The mama boys are looking like, I know he even talked about mama on mama day. Notice what she asked Jesus. And I want y'all to notice something. She said, grant that these two sons of mine may sit one on your right hand and the other on the left in your kingdom. So you have to be a good Bible reader. But what you don't see there is a question mark. She ain't asking. She ain't asking. She telling him. You know how you just got some mamas, they are in certain areas, they think too highly of their children. In certain areas, they think too highly of their children. I remember years ago, and it just coming to me, I went to, like I say, some mamas just think too highly of their children. You know, some mamas want their children in the game, even though they know their child ain't no good. Put him in. He can't play. Never forget, I went to my nephew game. He here, I ain't gonna call no name. I finally went to see my nephew play. Finally, they called his name and they put him in. And he getting in, I looked at his mama because his mama been sitting over there having an attitude the whole game, like, put my son in. Oh, nephew went in that game a minute. And he already had three or four fouls. Coach called a timeout and took nephew out. And I looked at my sister and I was just, in my mind, I was just like, why did you want him in the game? I didn't call no names. I'm just like, nephew can't play. Not this sport. He will become good in another sport. Not this sport. What's my point? Sometimes mothers, they just get fixated on their children being a certain thing. Let her sing. She can't sing. But Jesus answered and said, you got to notice Jesus' response. You do not know what you ask. You don't know what you ask. See, a whole lot of folk want position, but they don't want work. They want position, but they don't want sacrifice. Come on. With any position comes sacrifice. The higher the position, I'm teaching already, the greater the sacrifice. And so Jesus mildly rebukes her. He rebuking this woman. He said, you do not know what you ask. Then he says, seemingly to the boy, are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? Now, I wasn't there. Now, this is just me right here. I wasn't there. This is just me. I believe when Jesus asked that those men knew they wasn't ready. I believe they knew they wasn't ready. But I believe mama looked at them boys and said, y'all know how mama getting, I ain't came up here for nothing. Come on, like I said, I wasn't there. That ain't Bible right there. But I just believe mama looked at them like, because then they said to him, we are able. And they knew they wasn't. Later on, these going to be the same two who in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus asked them to just watch and pray, couldn't even stay awake. See, sometimes we think we ready and we ain't ready. And ain't nothing wrong with not being ready if you're willing to do all it takes to get ready and to stay ready. But they said to Jesus, we ready. So he said to them, you will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give. But it is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father. This lets you know how out of the will of God they were. Not only Jesus' response, but their fellow disciples' response. And when the 10 heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But it all started with mama. And what I'm going to deem her actions as being out of line. And this is a perfect portrait of a woman who is misguided. She never should have asked Jesus that. And we don't know who started. We don't know if it was the mama idea, or we don't know if the boys or the men put the mama up to doing it. But nevertheless, the mama should have stayed out of it. If it was something, I'm teaching real good. If it was something the men wanted, mama should have told them, y'all go see about that. I'm not getting in that. Uh-oh. See, mama, you got to learn when your children reach a certain age, certain things you ought to get out of it. You ought to get out of it. She is of age to date. You don't need to be in the back seat, mama. You need to get out of it. The boy she likes has license. At some point, you're going to have to trust her and trust what you taught her. Come on, she's too old to be calling you every 15 minutes on a date. Get out of some things. And this is the problem when young adults in the church do start growing up. Sometimes we have overbearing parents who won't allow them to grow up, but then get mad when they want to leave the house. But once they become a certain age, mama, you got to step back and stop treating them like children. But see, a misguided mama can't do that. She got to be involved in everything. She got to know everything. She got to know if I want his number too. Come on, mama. That boy ain't dating you. He dating your daughter. I'm already teaching right. There's some men in here. We dealt with some mamas like that, overbearing. And it caused that girl with us because we didn't want to deal with their mamas. There's some women in here, you lost good men. Good men have walked out because they couldn't deal with your mama. It's mama's day. So my subject this morning, a misguided mama. I want to talk about a misguided mama. I want to deal with a misguided mama. And let's give God a praise for our text and our subject. Come on, a misguided mama. I only have three definitions for what it means to be misguided. And certainly when we get in God and we get in him right, and we get in that word right, no true Christian should want to be misguided. I need to say it again. I didn't get enough amen. No true Christian should desire to be misguided. Number one, when it deals with being misguided, it has to do with being guided by the wrong motives or the wrong ideals. When a person is misguided, he or she can be misguided because they have the wrong motives or the wrong ideals. And if your motives are not right, then your actions will not be right. Because you're going to basically choose and do according to your motives. And the gospel tells us about a woman, a mama, with evil motives. Bible talks about a woman by the name of Herodias. This woman was so evil. Her motives as a mother were so evil that she hated John the Baptist so much, her and the king who she was married to, a whip whom she had no business being with, and John called it out. He called it out. And you know, there are still women that don't like you to call them out. You know, even though what you're saying may be right, everybody knows about this woman or this sister that she's all right with you until you call her out. Come on, somebody. And so Herod wanted to kill John. But the Bible said he feared the people because the people deemed John a true prophet. And so Herod wouldn't touch him. But Herodias got her daughter to dance before Herod. And the Bible said that this young girl danced in such a way that she turned the old king on. She got his motives going. This girl was gifted at dancing, but her mama evil motives, she stepped in and used the girl's gifts in an evil way. Got him to dance before the king. And she so danced before him that the king got excited. And at the end of her dance, I know, brother, come on, hold on, brother. Now, we've been to some strip clubs. We've seen some evil dancing, brother. But I ain't never seen no dancing that would make me say to a woman that I would give you half of everything that I own. Oh, these brothers ain't gonna be real. These brothers ain't, I ain't seen no dancing like that to where at the end of the lap dance, I'm gonna keep it real, that I say to that stripper, you can have half of everything that I own. Never seen it. Never seen it. Never seen it. But Herod was put under what no doubt is an evil spell. Watching that girl dance. See, that means certain dancing don't belong in the church. Come on, no, you can't be twerking talking about you giving God the praise. No, we can dance, but our dancing has to remain a holy dance. Come on, somebody. But anyway, when she got done, that's what he told the girl. He said, you can have up to half of my kingdom. Just whatever you want, just ask of it. The girl ran back to her mama. Remember, I'm talking about a misguided mama. I'm talking about a mama with evil motive. This woman so hated, I'm going somewhere, John the Baptist, that she said to her daughter, you go tell him that you want John the Baptist's head on a silver platter. That's what you want. You tell him to chop the prophet's head off. And the Bible said because Herod was bound by his oath that he had made in front of people and not wanting to embarrass himself or embarrass his kingdom, he had John's head cut off. Oh, come on, somebody. Had it cut, slap off of his body. And he did right. And he gave it to the girl. This is what you want. And the Bible said that the girl took the head of John the Baptist to her mama and said, here you go, mama. I've done what you wanted me to do. But the evil motive of a woman hating a man so bad that she would use her child to get to him. I told you, I'm going somewhere. In our day and time, you have evil mamas who hate their baby's daddies so bad, all because, and not in all cases, you know, we talk about deadbeat dads, and we talk about dads that don't want to support their children. We talk about dads that don't want to be there for their children. But now let's talk about some misguided mamas, because all men are not deadbeat dads. And there are some men that the only reason they can't see their children the way they want to see them is because that man don't want mama. And because that man don't want mama and mama got these evil motives, she turns the child against the man. Oh, y'all might as well clap because it's right in our day and time. She uses the child against the man. Tells the child things about the man that's not true so that she will hate him. When the truth is, the man again no longer desires to be with her. And see, but when a mama is misguided, she will use even her children in an evil way to get what she wants. Their mama sending their children out on street corners to beg for food. While mama sits in the house, lazy, and don't want to work, depending on a government assistant, but using the children to hold up little signs and to go into places asking and begging for food. Evil motives. Come on, somebody. There are some mamas who have some evil motives. Mm-hmm. Number two, misguided being, guided by the wrong person. If a mama is guided by the wrong person, she will be misguided. If a mama is not careful about who she listens to, she will make decisions that will negatively affect her children and her household because she's being guided by the wrong person. Again, sadly, in our day and time, people are guided by the wrong people, even though they do not know the person who's guiding them. Oh, come on. Oh, come on, y'all. There are plenty of women who their behavior, their attitude, and so forth is guided by a couple of whorish women who have their own program. And because these whorish women act a certain way, then here's a woman who's striving to be good or to do what is right, but she can't get away from Atlanta Housewives. She can't get away from the love of hip hop and so forth. And so you got women who strive to be good, but they can't maintain it because they're guided by evil people, even though they can't see the people or don't physically know them, but because they tune in to them all the time. They got to hear everything that these folks are saying. Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all know it's tight, but it's right. We got women who can't get their act together because of certain programs that they love watching, because of what they love listening to. Can I just be real this morning? There are certain shows that's just messing up women. There are certain music that's just messing up women. And the more they listen to it, the more misguided they become. No godly woman should ever desire to listen to Beyonce. No, 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 no. You are misguided if you're led by Beyonce. You're misguided if you're led by Sexy Red. You're misguided if you're led by Megan Thee Stallion. You're misguided. Oh, I'm going to stand 10 toes down and preach it. You are misguided. Guided, but I don't see nothing wrong with it. Look at her attitude. Look how she dresses. More than that, look how she put on women. Sadly, in the church, you have church women who are more influenced by ungodly women than they are godly women. You won't come to a women ministry meeting, but you'll sit up there and feed on that junk. And wonder why you desiring what you are desiring. Look at somebody real quick and tell them music affects your mind. Oh, tell it to somebody else. Don't be scared. I'm telling music can affect your mind. There are some women in here, you need to pull back from listening to certain women. No godly woman should desire to listen to Oprah Winfrey. Oh, no. The woman who believes in worshiping many gods, you have no business as a Christian woman sitting at the feet of Oprah. No. If you do, you're going to be misguided. And then finally, when a person is misguided, they're actually guided by the wrong beliefs. See, what we believe matters because we are all guided by what we believe. And if you start believing the wrong thing, you're going to be guided by the wrong thing. And there are some folk here, because of what you believe, that's not right. You're actually going down certain paths that God don't want you to go down. You're actually hurting yourself. You're actually hindering your own progress. But it has to do with what you believe. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Well, you should, sister. But because you don't, that's why you do the things. Ooh. There were times some women wouldn't dare mess with a married man. Oh, come on. You had more standards than that than to sleep around and sneak around with a married man. But now look how low your standards are. You're actually fooling with a man that's married. But because you don't believe nothing is wrong with it, because he don't love her no more, oh, Lord, oh, she don't treat him right. You believe in all of those lies. See, you're misguided by your beliefs. If you was in the place that you needed to be, you would tell that married man, no way. Don't ever come at me again. Don't ever try to, oh, come on. My women are quiet this morning. I got a few that are with me, but. Isn't it amazing how when we start believing the wrong thing, how we become misguided. Misguided. And now we live in a time where even in most churches, people don't even want to be guided by the truth. Folk get upset when you preach truth. Like there are probably some folk upset about things that I'm saying this morning. But I know that it's right. If you're taking note, please note that mothers can have influence over their children, over their families, even within their communities and in their churches. Mothers have more influence than they really realize. Some mothers don't realize the amount of influence you have with your children. Woo! In your family, in your community, in your church. One of the most powerful scriptures in reference to a mother is found in Judges, the 5th chapter. When Israel, the Bible says, was in a great decline. Bible talks about how village life had ceased in Israel. And the nation, because of her rebellious ways, had fallen from her great stature of walking with Jehovah, obeying the command and the stature of Yahweh. And the Bible said that Deborah at the time arose as a mother. Y'all listen to me. She said village life had ceased until I, Deborah, are y'all listening to me? Arose, listen, not as a prophetess. But Deborah said things didn't change until I got up as a mother. What do that tell you about mama? It tells you that when it comes to mamas, they have within them the power to cause change for the better in their children and in their family. Sadly, demons get in the head of a mama and will convince her that she has no influence, no power over her children or over her family. But mama, you are being deceived. What made Deborah so great as a mother? Two things. The fact that when she looked at Israel in a decline, she cared about them. God, I'm teaching good up in here. I said she cared. When she looked at Israel, not in the place that she needed to be, Deborah cared for Israel. Deborah loved Israel, and she arose as a mother. And it caused great change throughout the nation. I want to challenge some mamas today to go back to caring. I want to challenge some mothers today to go back to loving your children. Go back to loving your family. And loving and caring does not always suggest that you do everything your child wants you to do. Because part of God loving us is God's ability and his willingness to correct us. Come on, I'm teaching good. See, that's the reason a mama can never make the mistake of becoming her child's friend. You are not her friend, mama. You are her mama. I knew I wasn't going to get some of you to clap because that's where you messed up. You messed up being too friendly with your daughter. And now you don't have the ability to straighten her. Because she see you and her as being on the same level. That's the reason she talks to you the way she do. She looking at you as a friend. Come on, same way with daddy. Parents are not their children's friend. Come on, I never wanted to be a friend to my children. That's the reason I knew when I laid down the law, they wasn't going to speak to me for a while. But I ain't trying to be your friend. I ain't trying to be your buddy. So get it in your head, Shamar. I ain't trying to be your best friend. I'm trying to raise you as a strong black man. And that's going to come with something. That's going to come with me getting in your faith. That's going to come with me holding you accountable. I don't understand mamas who know what it takes in this world to be a strong woman, yet you are purposely raising weak girls. As if you don't know what's waiting on them out there. Sadly, in this nation, it's still the same. A woman has to work twice as hard as a man to get paid what a man gets paid while they do the same job. You gotta tell her. I'm just talking, right? Too many parents want to be their children friend. That's when you're scared to tell that girl about herself. And see, parents have to have the ability to tell your children about themselves. Know that it's going to hurt them. But they never have to question your love. Never. Many days my children was upset at me. Matter of fact, many days the whole house was upset with me. But nobody in that house questioned my love. Come on. It takes something to be a mama. Come on. It takes something to be a mama. And so we got too many mamas just want to be, again, you just want to be her friend. Mm-mm. You're going to lose the ability to do what you need to do. Come on. Being that girl don't know how to cook now. I don't think she had to tell you, I don't want to come in there. Get in here. Ain't what you want to do. Get in here. You're going to at least learn to scramble the eggs. You don't do nothing else. You're going to cook some eggs. You're going to learn. Come on, get in here and iron. At a certain point, you got to stop ironing for your church. Get in here and iron. Notice Proverbs 1. Y'all hang in here. A misguided mama. Let me show you some things about a misguided woman before I deal with the text and close. Proverbs 1. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Proverbs 1. Yeah, I got to teach this because I said earlier that you have a lot of women now. They have children, but they're not motherly. Listen, society gonna pay a price for this. Matter of fact, society is paying a price now for these teenagers and young adults we're having to deal with who wasn't raised. Come on, come on. Who were raised themselves. Come on, somebody. See, the Bible talks about a child left to themselves gonna bring shame to their parents. And see, now you're dealing with a group of young people. You know, I know some folk don't like it, but that's fine. I ain't talking about everybody. But there are some young people now. They haven't been raised. Well, let me go back. They haven't been raised right. And nobody can truly raise themselves. Come on. If we would have raised ourselves, we never would have got any whoopings. Think about that. I ain't getting no whooping. I'm raising myself. But think about how many whoopings you got, those of us that's old, that you hated it at the time. But when you look back on it, you glad mama tore your end up. You glad daddy beat you down the way he beat you down because you didn't go back to doing that dumb stuff because you knew what it was going to cost you in your house. There's some whooping when I look back on it. There's some things we couldn't do. Me and Donald were talking the other day, and I was talking about how we were raised. My sisters know it. There were just certain things we could not, don't even ask. They looked at you stupid for asking. Do you hear me? Couldn't go places. Mama, can we spend the night over there? You know what you got from mama? Don't you ever. And I mean ever. And then we had the nerve to whisper stuff like, I just don't like them. They don't even know them people. But see, when we grew up, oh, come on, we found out that mama knew their mama. Mama knew their folk. Mama knew the things they did in their house that you didn't know nothing about. And mama was like, the devil is a lie. See, parent, there are certain places you can't let your children go. Come on, y'all know I'm right about it. I mean, if we were big to do things, Minister Wright, thinking we had the meanest parents in the whole wide world. And we do like some children nowadays, we always hit them with, but everybody gonna be there. Mama's simple response was, everybody gonna be there because y'all ain't gonna be there. I could spend the night with grandmama. I could spend the night with Senior Minister Gamble, who was Aunt Linda. The list get thin then. Anywhere else, you done bump your head. I'm just being honest. And Minister Gamble used to let me come too. She always warned me, though, you're going to get in here doing that crying because I ain't taking you back home. See, you remember that? I was always good in the daytime. When it got night, I want my mama. I want my mama. She said, I ain't taking this boy home if he start all that crying. See, my daughter had the nerve to name one of her sons after me. That boy ain't named Buttercry, babe. I told her, I said, you just got to hold on. It gets better with time. I said, it gets better with time. Yeah, my mama dropped me off in the third grade. I was crying. Third grade. My sister was crying. The teacher's like, what is wrong with him? She said, why is she crying? She crying because she can't stay. They said, why is he crying? He crying because he got to stay. Mom said, all these kids see you. I don't care. Proverbs 1:8. Listen to me now. We're dealing with some good stuff. Listen to me. Parents, you have to have rules. Parents, you have to have rules. Parents, you have to have laws. And a law is no good if there's not a law enforcer. You can have all the laws you want written up, but if nobody enforces the law, it's just like there is no law. Well, Pastor, I love my children too much to discipline them, to give them a law. You're going to be in court with them. Yes, you are. Proverbs 1:8. Let me speed up. Proverbs 1:8. My son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother. My son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother. Mothers must have laws, rules, standards that they enforce. There needs to be certain things instilled in a child that mama don't play this. Don't do this. Come on, mamas. I'm trying to help mamas. I remember growing up, mama had some rules. One of her rules was, y'all going to church. That was a law. That was a law. Get up, start getting dressed. That's a law. You going to church. One time I remember, Deke wasn't saved back then. And he was already drunk before we left. And I knew he was feeling good. And I went to him. I said, Daddy, come on. I said, the Dallas Cowboys playing today. Please let me stay. And he was feeling good. I never forget. He ain't nothing wrong with that boy staying. Mama came in there with time to go. I didn't have no church clothes on. She said, what are you doing? I said, Daddy, I can stay here and watch the game. She gave me probably the most evil look she's ever gave me in her life. It was like, I'm going to kill you. They must have had a talk because I never missed another church. She must have told him, there's a lot of stuff you can do around here. But you can't keep them kids out of church. And see, Mama, I still go to church every Sunday. I still go to church every Sunday. Another one of her laws, you going to make up your bed. You going to make up your bed. If you didn't make your bed up, it's like you cussed her out. That's how mad she got. Guess what, Mom? Still make my bed up. Every day. Never miss. Another law Mama had, don't lie to me. Don't you lie. She put the fear of God in you. Hell is full of children. And you want to know what they did? They just lied to their mama. Burn him. Yeah, ma'am. Yeah, ma'am. You want to go to hell? No, ma'am. My baby mamas, mother of my children, had laws. One of Donna's laws, don't talk back. Don't talk back. We fight when you talk back. Don't talk. Donna, you got to get a belt. You can't hit them. Unfold your fist. Y'all first, lady. Don't talk back. Don't talk back. Donna gave you everything she done for you since she got born. Since she got here from Tanner. She gonna tell you what she did that day at Tanner. She gonna tell you how she worked, how she don't take off. So don't talk back. Don't talk back. Another rule she had, eat what I cook. Mama, what we eat? Food. Food. Eat what I cook. She ain't got that law no more with the grandkids. I got to move on. Another law she had, don't wake me up if it's not an emergency. Them kids didn't wake her up. The house had to be on fire. Even though she told them, give me 30 minutes, it was an hour later. They still got fussed out. But a mama need laws. We laugh, but a mama need laws. One law a mama needs is you don't let children put down their daddy. You don't know enough about him. You don't know what he go through every day. You don't talk bad about your daddy to mama. I'll straighten you. Come on, somebody. Even when they try to do it on the sly, that needs to be a law mama has. That child ain't old enough. That child don't know enough. All I had daddy do, mama, would go outside and throw the football, and he said no. Daddy just lazy. See, that child needs to get straightened. Especially if you know daddy is not lazy. Come on, somebody. A mama need laws. Proverbs 31. We about to come in. A mama need laws. She needs rules. Come on. But now they're no good, mama, if you have them. But you just yell all day. Come on. How many men in here get tired of the yelling? How many men here get tired of the yelling? Somebody need to get hit. That's how I used to be. It's the yelling that got them out. I used to be sitting somewhere, hit them. Hit them. Where your belt at? And you going to use it if I go get it. I'm tired of these scare tactics. Ain't no, you going to use it. Ain't nothing worse than a mama just yelling all day. Do something, mama. Do something. Now, you don't beat them to death. All discipline, that which is physical, that which is verbal, should always be done under control. Parents, if you lose control or you're not in control, even you should watch your mouth. Because you're too angry and you can't take back what you tell them or what you call them. Come on, I know I'm teaching right. You can discipline, but you have to be disciplined to discipline. Am I right about it? Proverbs 31, we coming in. We're going to talk about that woman and we done. Proverbs 31, verse number 1. See, a misguided mama is what I'm talking about. If a mama don't have rules, she's a misguided mama. Because how else are they to know, mama? A mama's primary job is 3 things. If you take a note, to nourish, to protect, and to train her children. Mama, if you don't have no rules, you're not nourishing that child. You don't just nourish them with food, but you give them what causes them to mature. Come on, somebody. Rules are not just there to keep somebody from doing something, but what we got to understand, rules are there to protect. You protect your children when you give them laws. Why do you think God gave us his word? He protects us or tries to protect us from harming ourselves. Proverbs 31:1. The words of King Lemuel or Solomon, the utterance which his mother did what? Which his mother did what? His mother did what? If you're taking note, mothers are teachers. A misguided mama doesn't teach. She don't teach cleaning. She don't teach cooking. She don't teach working. Come on, somebody. A misguided mama fails to teach her children. A lot that folk nowadays depend on the school to do. Parents used to do it. You don't send your child to school to learn how to sit down and behave. They get taught that at home. Oh, come on, somebody. That should be home where they have to sit and be still. And so mamas, you got to teach. Are y'all with me? You got to teach, mama. I'm tired of telling them, mama, that's your job. You got to teach, mama. Go in there and tell her again. Explain it again. Amen? Be patient while teaching. And remember, what saddens me in my clothes is that you'll have women who grow up, know they didn't get certain things. But then we'll have children and not correct what they know they didn't get. How you gonna talk about the previous generation, but now you making the same mistakes that your mama made? And we live in a time where it was never right to do, but sure enough now, you can't leave it up to TV to teach children. Come on, y'all. It's just some good sound teaching. You can't give them a phone to entertain them and think they're not going to see something you don't want them to see. But you giving them the phone to entertain them because you don't want to teach. You don't want to do your job. Teach her. Teach her how to dress. Teach her how she should show certain things. Oh, I know why you're quiet, mama. Because you can't teach her while you showing everything. Teach her how to be modest. Now, she shouldn't dress nothing like you because of the age difference. But mama, teach her how to dress. Teach her how to look good. Teach her how to smell good. Teach her how to do her hair. Teach her about doing her nail. Teach her about perfume. Teach her about being pretty. And now we live in a society that wants to make girl boy. But mama, you gotta teach. You gotta teach. Come on. Mama, you gotta teach. Daddy, you gotta teach him to be a boy. You gotta teach him to be masculine. Where the boy just always walk like that. He walked with a twist. I don't know. Well, but look, you know that ain't going to get it, man. Get in there and teach him how to walk leading with his shoulders. Oh, come on. I'm finna close. A man walk with his shoulders. Come on. A woman walks with her hips. When you have a boy walking with his hips, don't down him. Get in there and show the boy how to walk. Watch this. Come here. Look dead in the eye when you talk to him. Look at a person in the eyes when you talk. That's stuff you got to teach a man. Teach it to a boy. Teach it while he's young. Come on. It's good teaching. It's good teaching. You can't sit back as a parent and see things and not respond. It's your job to get in there and respond to what you see, to what you hear. That boy ain't got enough bass in his voice. Papa. Nuh-uh. Papa. Papa. It's cute when it's two. In Matthew 20, I got to close. Oh, with some folk, they hate this type of teaching. Oh, you a mean parent. No, I'm not mean. Boys don't paint their nails. Boys don't paint their nails. Boys don't paint their nails. Boys don't paint their, I don't care what D-Wade did. Boys don't paint their nails. We don't do that. Boys don't wear makeup. Boys don't wear lipstick. Boys don't play with dolls. Come on. Come on, get you a truck. Get you a shovel. Get a hammer. Get a play drill. Teach, mama. Teach. You raising a girl? Ask her about boys. Ask her about boys. Ask what little boy like. Ask what little boy she looking at. Talk to my grandkids about, my grandsons about girls. Yeah, I do. Matthew 20, we got to close. I see a pretty woman, I tell my grandson, boy, she look good, though. That's a pretty woman right there. And they already know, them boys know these women now. One of my little grandsons, he too fat. He tell you in a minute, I kissed the dude. Hold on now. They going to put you out of school. We got to, you can't do that, boy. Come on. But you got to teach. You got to teach. Teach her how to sit. Teach her how to sit. Girls don't sit like that. Boy, there's going to be some folks online just growling. Matthew 20. We come to this misguided mama. We don't know if it was her idea. We don't know if her grown boys put her up to it. But to ask Jesus that, she was misguided. She was misguided. She never should have allowed herself to be put in that position. I want my boys on your right and one on your left. But see, they were chosen as apostles, not you, mama. This has nothing to do with you, mama. You are misguided. And we have to learn from the rebuke that he gave her, even though it was mild. Come on, somebody. And I'm praying today that there has been some mild rebuke going forth. Verse 22, but Jesus answered and said, you do not know what you ask, which means you had no business asking me this. But see, a misguided mama will do whatever she can to get her child ahead or to get her child out of trouble. See, don't be that way, mama. There needs to be a line that you draw in the sand, if you will, that you allow even your grown children to know that mama ain't gonna do wrong for you. Mama ain't gonna lie for you. Mama ain't gonna cheat for you. Come on, somebody. Come on, I'm in the clothes. Even if they put her up to it, and we really don't know that, she should have been willing to say, hey, I love you, but mama ain't doing that. Think about how many mamas have did things for sons, for grown men. Listen to me, who never truly became men because mama wouldn't allow them to. See, there has to be a cutoff, mama, even with your grown children. I'll go so far, but you know not to even ask mama to do certain things. Are y'all with me? She was a misguided mama. And the boys was not ready to take on such a thing. Mamas, don't ever try to live through your children. Recognize they got a God-given purpose. Be prayerful about helping your child be who God desires for them to be. But never try to live through your children. See, if it's my boy's going to sit on the throne, so I'm going to look good. Don't be like that, mama. Because when you get like that, mama, you will do anything just to be able to say, that's my son. Am I right? What do mamas need to be if they're not misguided? They need to be spirit-led mothers. See, if we don't allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, this message is bigger than mamas. All of us gonna be misguided. Because there's only one guide who knows everything. And that is the Holy Spirit. That's the reason we're striving to be spirit-led saints. Tell your neighbor, if you don't allow the Holy Spirit to guide you, no matter how smart you are, in some area, you're going to be misguided and it's going to cost you. Listen, I'm closing with this. And the reason it's going to cost us is because we being taught better. None of us need to leave church as being misguided people. Why? We understand the Holy Spirit was given to us to guide us. And I want to encourage every mother in this church to be led by the Spirit of God. Pastor, I don't know what to do about what my children are doing. I don't know how to handle this. Mama, just be spirit-led. Pray about it, mom. How many remember that in the day? Just pray about it, mom. Because see, if a child has a praying mama, come on, if a child has a praying mama, even if this woman in the text was a praying mama, she could have told her boy, don't y'all do that. See, children, value a praying mama. Value a praying grandmama. I'm done. A misguided mama. I'm done. Let's give God a big hand of praise. Come on, let's stand to our feet and give him a big hand of praise for his word. A misguided mama.
Pray that you are blessed by today's message. Be sure to listen and share other messages available through our podcast outreach. We thank you for all of your past, present, and future support for our ministry. And remember, Jesus is a refuge.